He will hear and he'll answer by. And when you
and a little prayer will turn,
Lord, you'll know
a little fire is burning.
And
find a little talk with Jesus
makes it right. Oh, let us tell
him a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him
all about our troubles.
And he will hear. And you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it right. Make it right. Hallelujah. You can't make things right unless you're going to talk about it. What's wrong with you? Well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you don't want to talk about it, we'll never get it right. But if you begin to talk about it, then we can get it right. You got to talk about it. Jesus, I need you. Lord, I love you. God, I repent. I've messed up. Let's talk about it. And it don't take long to make it right. My, my, my. Hallelujah. I do feel a little fire burning. Maybe it's just me, but I feel it burning. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless. That's a sermon right there. God's people, nevertheless. Always the more. Nevertheless. The foundation of God standeth sure. It's not shaky. It's not flaky. It's not a maybe. It's not a hope so. I think so. The foundation of God through the times, eons of life till now still standeth sure. But it doesn't just stop there. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth. This is the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. I want to show you how he knows them that are his. But let everyone that nameth the name, how many of you call on his name? That nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I want to talk about this thought. Seal the deal. Seal the deal. Hallelujah. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful for your word. I'm thankful for the fire. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you, Lord, for that cleansing fire, that purging fire, that thing, oh God, that will draw out all the iniquity out of all of us. Purge us, Lord, that we may be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless this sermon tonight. Give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Nevertheless, this word seal is used wrong. It's used in many different ways. When you seal something, you know, like a jar, you put it, years ago they used to put wax on top of the jelly. Then they would put they were like making sure it was sealed, so it was preserved. So it kind of has more than one meaning, but really you get back to a basic meaning of preserving it or reserving it until you want to use it. So that's what a seal is. It authenticates. It tries to keep the authenticity of the jelly. It tries to keep the identity of the jelly so that a year from now it still tastes like Mayhall jelly. You know, you can still tell what it is because it's been sealed. And so the Bible uses this word in more times than not as to authenticate something to its validity, to reserve the entitlement to some future date. And what it is validating is God's word. God's word is forever settled in heaven. It's sealed. It cannot change. If God said it, that's it. You just might as well quit fighting it. That's what he said. And so he knows them that are here. You can't fool him. You might fool me and I can be the preacher and you act like you're living for God and not be living for God. You may fool me. Now, usually you don't, but you may. A lot of times I act like you are, but I know better. And so sometimes I let the enemy think they're winning. It's a lot of times it's good. Brother Chris, good to see you back. Man, Avis is so happy. She's smiling now. Thank the Lord. She was sad while you was gone. But
So many times it's good to let the enemy think they're winning as long as you know in your heart they're really not winning. And so God knows who his are. The seal is the proof of the deal. And many times in my business, I have to fax death certificates. I hope I never fax my death certificate to anybody. I promise you I'll never fax my death certificate to anybody. But the reason when we do fax one, they're always, when it tells you, it says, some of them, they say, we want the original only. They won't accept a copy or anything like that. They want the original. But when they do take a fax or a copy, they'll always say, you must have visible the seal. It must be legible. We must be, because the deal ain't sealed without the seal. It's no deal. You ain't dead, as far as we know, unless we see the seal. You see, you're not alive unless there's a seal on your birth certificate. You're not married unless there's a seal on that certificate. Saying, I do, don't get you married. It's that's when you do this. You write it, and they seal it, and it's in the courthouse, and it's registered. That's a sealed deal. And the Lord knows who's his by the seal. It's a sealed deal. And so even notaries use things. They have this little crimper, you know. I was going to go by my office. My daddy was a notary, and I wanted to go by and get that thing to bring it, show you. And we could have passed it around, and you could have sealed the deal. Dad's not here, but the seal. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's not here, but the seal is still valid. He's dead, but I can still. It still leaves an impression, and he still leaves an impression in my life and others. In fact, I had lunch with a guy today, and he told me, he said, man, I just remember you, Dad. I was coming to meet you for lunch, and I missed him so much. He left a seal, you see, important in his life. And so notaries have these seals. As they witness your signature, they seal it saying, I know that this person signed it. I saw their driver's license. I had two forms of witnesses here. I know that this is the real deal. And anybody that's not willing to seal the deal is not somebody I want to deal with. I don't want to deal with people that are not, you know, going to seal the deal. They just cat and mouse stuff. I don't like that. When you go to buy a car and they're going to, you know, you start negotiating. And I was doing that the other day. And, man, I tell you, I was rough on them. They wanted me to do an initial here. I said, my word's as good as my initials. My word's good. I said, but I'll tell you what, I'm not buying it till I drive it. I finally got that poor guy down to where it was. He said, that's all I can do. I'm all in. I said, okay, then I'll drive it. After I drove it, I said, it doesn't have cruise control? No. I said, no deal. No deal. I come back in and told my wife, I said, no cruise control. She said, what? My God, no cruise control? She knew this deal was over. It was over. It was just a cargo thing I wanted, but Lord, I want cruise control. So he wasn't telling me that it didn't have it. He was telling me what it did have and not what it didn't have. Uh-huh. Everybody's resume looks good till you hire them. Yeah. And so I didn't buy it from them. And then they text me, email, hey, I got this other one. You know, I don't know that I've already made another deal and it is sealed. And so I like to deal with people that are sealed, people that I tell people here, you won't be part of this church. We'd love to have you, but unless you're going to be sealed the deal, I can't put, what am I going to put you over? What am I going to ask you to do? I'm not sure you're with me. But when you're with me, see, faithfulness in Moses, in the Old Testament, Abraham's day, faithfulness counted for righteousness. He said, I count that for righteousness. Faithfulness means so much in our walk with Christ and in coming to church. And there are a lot of people that want to talk about church. They want to talk about living for God. They want to negotiate this. They want to argue this scripture and give me another Bible study on this. And I don't understand this. And if I understood this, then I would probably do that. And they never seal the deal. They never seal the deal. They just want to talk about it. I call them all around the church and never in it. They never want to get, I'm here. I have arrived. I'm part of this church. They don't want to seal the deal. So, but God said, I know them that have sealed the deal. I know mine. And in our text, Paul is talking to a pastor. This is 2 Timothy. This is his second letter to a young man who is setting out to pastor a very unruly bunch of people. Thank the Lord, y'all are tame compared to what they were at the church of Corinth and Ephesus and all those things. Man, it was rough in those days. And we can complain all we want to about the 21st century. I would not trade places with Paul in the first century. I promise you, I'll take the 21st century over the first century. But he's telling this young man to be strong in the grace of God, and that all things you've heard of me, he said, I want you to commit those to faithful elders, to faithful people, and endure hardness, he said, like a good soldier. He's setting him up, and he's letting him know what's fixing to come. It's not going to be a bed of roses. Understand that no man, he said, that warreth in the spiritual world can entangle themselves in the affairs of life. You can't live a double life. You got to seal the deal. You've got to be in this or out of this. No fountain can yield forth bitter and sweet water. He said, he that is with me is with me. If you're against me, you're against me. If you're either gathering together or you're scattering abroad, you've got to be on this side of the fence or that side of the fence, but you can't be in the middle. Seal the deal. He said, let other people fight those world things. I tell people like this, let the world fight the world. I'm sorry, I don't have time to talk a lot about politics and what's going on in the world. I can't change those nasty things at all. I'm not going to get in a picket line about taxes. I'm not going to talk about all that stuff I can't change. But what I will talk about is what I can change. That's me. That's me. I can change myself to become more like him. And so he's telling him, don't entangle yourself with the things of this world. You'll get caught up with all the hype in the world and forget me. And he said, those that strive for mastery, he's still talking to him. He's leading up to what I've read as a text. Those that strive for mastery, he said, they must strive for it lawfully. Just because you have the Holy Ghost don't mean you're exempt from the law. And he said, you must be willing to suffer as an evildoer, even unto bonds, and endure all things for the elect's sake, Timothy. You're going to be a pastor. You're going to be talked about. People are going to love you one day and hate you another day. They'll send you a great card one day, and then they'll talk bad about you the next day. You've got to have a thick skin to pastor a church. And he's letting him know that. But he said, this is a faithful saying, that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. And if we deny him, he so shall deny us. So it works both ways. But the Lord knows whose his is. He said, study to shew yourself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the words of truth. So there is a right way and a wrong way. And he went on to say this. He said, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they lead to more ungodliness. Avoid those that create strife and all they want to talk about is this and that and things that just lead to more problems. Avoid those things. I don't have time for those things, and neither do you. And so he's telling Timothy, some have done this and erred from the truth. You can get so wrapped up about what's going in the UPC, what's going on in the church across town, and all these things that you forget there's lost souls in Carlos, Louisiana. So he's telling him some have erred through the truth and some don't even believe in the resurrection anymore. But God, he says, has already sealed my deal. I've already bought into this thing. So if the dead rise not, he said, let's eat and drink for tomorrow we die. It doesn't matter. My hope is not in this life. For if it was, I'd be of all men most miserable. My hope is in him. The deal is sealed. If he got up out of the ground, I'm going to get up out of the ground. If he didn't get up out of the ground, then I'm not getting up out of the ground anyway. It might as well seal the deal. And live for God. Now it's going to get a little tight here in just a few minutes. God has already made his deal with you. So he says, let everyone that professeth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. See, that's like having the seal on the paper that I belong to Christ, but I'm in the barroom. I belong to Christ, but I'm angry. I'm so upset. It's like going out and cursing and all this and having his seal. You can't do that. He's not going to allow you to have his seal and break the deal. You can't cheat on your taxes. Hello. You can't cheat the government and have the seal too. For he said, he that striveth for mastery must do it lawfully. Now that was shouting material. Nobody shouted. Let everyone that professeth the name depart from iniquity. Seal the deal. I mean, when you say, I am a born again Christian, act like one. Amen. If you say, I am dead to the world, then act like you're dead to the world. God is not going to put his stamp of approval on people, give them the seal of, this is my child, and live like the devil too. God would be a fool to do that. Now, so he's setting Timothy up, and he's telling him that the foundation of God stands the shore. No matter what troubles, Timothy, just get ready. There are going to be some troubles come your way. I can tell you firsthand, he said, there are going to be people leave you. They're going to make fun of you. And he mentioned a couple people that had really done him wrong. But he said, it's just the construction phase of the plan that I have for you. If you ever looked at house plans that are, I'm not talking about the ones you get out of the book, but the real plans, the blueprints for a house, they got a seal on them. Isn't that right, Brother Jimmy? Real blueprints go to the city and they get the seal. It authenticates that you can do this thing. And so you go through this construction phase, and he's telling Timothy, you're headed to be the pastor of this church. You're headed into ministry. And let me tell you, you're headed for a rough road, but don't let the construction phase of what you're fixing to go through change the plans, because you've already got the deal sealed. I've already sealed the blueprint and the plan. So when you see the chain wall digging deep and you got the shovel out and it's hot and you're digging the clay out, don't quit then and say, well, it ain't never going to happen. Don't get up a couple two befores and say, Lord, it's going to take too long. Look at the plans. This is where I'm headed, and the deal is already sealed. Hallelujah. If I can just stay with the program and do a little bit at a time, sooner or later, Brother Johnson, I'll get what the plan says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can look like God says I can look like. I can have what God says I can have, because the deal is already sealed. And so we go through these construction phases in our life when the hard hats come on and sand flies in your eye and you got to wash it out. And you're like, oh, my God, I don't know if this is worth it or not. You've got to get through those. Get the paper out and look at the plans again. Go, oh, this is what it's going to look like when I finally get to move into my house and quit looking at the dirt on the old concrete floor. Are you understanding me tonight? During the most trouble that I ever had in my life, and yes, I've had days of trouble, but I will never forget during my troubled few years, a very godly lady named Sister Abdallah brought to me, which I still have, a little ship, a little sailboat, mounted on troubled water. And it had a seal on the side of Jeremiah 29:11.